Listener Production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. Costings is the key word we've heard a lot of today as the election campaign continues. It comes as the Coalition unveils its plans to improve its budget bottom line by $1 billion, underpinned by driving down spending on public service.
Now, if our senior public servants, yeah, and they're paid well, if they can't find $2.7 billion out of a budget of $327.3 billion, well, I've got a lot more confidence in them that they can achieve that.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, while Labor is set to announce its plans on Thursday with leader Anthony Albanese asked whether that gives voters enough time to scrutinise them before heading to the polls.
Let's be very clear here. You have an $80 billion deficit at the moment. You have $1 trillion of debt by this government. You have our announcements, every single one of them. We have put a costing on. We've been transparent.
Meantime, bricks of cocaine worth around $128 million have been seized by federal police in WA. A New South Wales man and a German national have been arrested and charged. WA Deputy Police Commissioner Cobb Blanch says he expects others involved in the operation to be closely watching police movements.
They will be watching this news conference. They will be watching to see if their drugs were in fact taken by the police, which we now know they were. They're right next to me. You've now put a target on your back. We will be coming after you.
In sport, Richmond's Marlon Pickett has failed to have his one-match ban for rough conduct overturned at the AFL Tribunal. He'll miss the side's dream time at the G Clash with Essendon. Meantime, West Coast has accepted a one-match ban handed to Liam Ryan for engaging in rough conduct against Melbourne at the weekend. Demons player Cade Chandler has also accepted a two-match suspension, also for rough conduct. And Richmond coach Damien Hardwick says there'd be no hard feelings if Dustin Martin sought a trade at the end of the year.
Listener.